Welcome to the Babblery, working, parenting, playing, voting, advocating, and creating as women.
Okay, if you're good, this leg, okay, so we're like this, right? Open your toe.
A few of us are sitting on my friend Sharon's bed, and we're all discussing which late 1970s model we look like. Sharon says I look a bit like Cheryl Teagues, but we all agree that I'm not tall enough to be a model. Maybe, she suggests helpfully, you could be a hand model. We all look down at my red-knuckled, stubby-fingered hands. Maybe not. This is your host, Suki Wessling, and this is a mini-babble. Just me talking to you about trying to be glamorous.
Fierce. I want you to find your fierceness for me. But I want it to feel like you're actually comfortable.
If you're a regular listener, you may remember that a few months ago I interviewed photographer Jonna Marcus and some of the mature women who have taken part in her 40 over 40 project.
All right. What else would you like to do in this suit? Are you feeling done?
So many of the women said that they felt really energized and changed by the experience of being in front of Jonna's camera. Many of them, as older women, had stopped seeing themselves as beautiful. And Jonna definitely knows how to fix that.
How has this experience been for you, Suki?
I don't know what looks good.
It's been harder than you thought, huh?
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know what looks good because I don't spend any time looking myself in the mirror. I really don't.
But poor Jonna, then she got me for a client. Me with my many years since that day sitting on Sharon's bed. Me with my complete inability to think about how I want others to see me. Heck, I don't even know how I want to see me.
I don't know.
I tried to be helpful.
I don't know, you know, everybody has a little quirky side of themselves they want to show, right?
I feel like I should do something with my hands, but I don't have any ideas.
I tried to be many things, including sassy.
I think Suki wants to be a little more sassy than she's letting herself be.
But frankly, I was happy to let Jonna portray me as she wanted to. She definitely helped me feel
super pretty. Oh, I love that. Right,
as I got near the end, I got tired, and apparently there is nothing more tiring than being a model, and I'm including being an Olympic athlete in this list, as well as heavy yard work and building skyscrapers. Modeling is rough, and I decided I wanted to hide behind the huge flowers I was posing with.
Yeah, just peering
through. All right, you decide what gets peered through.
Okay.
You can lift them closer to your face if you want to.
We met on Zoom a week later to go through the images. Funny, but I still liked that picture of myself hiding behind the flowers. It was fascinating to talk to Jonna about the difference between the shots clients choose and what she thinks are the best ones. I felt like I had a little bit of insight into that, at least in my own case. There was one shot in particular that Jonna liked, and I agreed that it was a great photo, except for one thing. I didn't look like myself. It's a little hard to describe what that means, given that Jonna was completely correct when she responded, "I can assure you that you were the only one I was taking pictures of that day." But I was on to something, because when I showed it to my sister, she also said it didn't look like me. Still, photographs tell the truth, but they also create a fantasy. In my case, in the photos I chose, which you can see at babblery.com, I look relaxed and confident, like I pose as a model every day. But that clearly is fiction. The truth was behind the camera, not in front of it. Jonna believes that every mature woman deserves to have her beauty, her confidence, her sassiness, and yes, even her fierceness shown to the world. And she did that for me, even though in my ambivalence, I think I was a bit of a tough customer.
I met a woman walking down the street. In year 2000, how can that be? She said, I like your hair. It's turning white. I said, where? She said, I love your hair. I love.
You can hear the episode Exactly Who We Are, The Portraiture of John and Marcus on Babbelry.com. That's BABBLERY.com. The song I Love Your Hair is by June and Gene Millington on freemusicarchive.org. The Babbelry is produced with support from KSQD in Santa Cruz, California.
Just like before, when I was 20, played rock and roll. Before computers, before the Gap, before Madonna, before rock, huh? People say, hey, how you been? You're looking good. Say, what's that coloring? Cause a surprise. They change the color of their